March the 15th, 2010. Roa crosses the Tasman. Yesterday, 25-year-old Sean Quincy arrived in New Zealand after rowing across the Tasman Sea from west to east. It took him 54 days. About 200 people were waiting on 90 Mile Beach to welcome him around midday. He left Australia more than 7 weeks ago and rowed nearly 4,000 kilometres. His 7.3-metre boat turned over twice. He broke two oars and he hit a whale. His water purifier, which turns salt water into fresh water, broke. Another one was dropped to him from a plane. It was a tough journey with bad weather, high seas, and strong sea currents. He was lonely, although he had a satellite phone and kept in contact with friends and family. He said his phone bill will be about $6,000. When he arrived yesterday, he looked thin and sunburnt. He had trouble walking on the sand. He had lost 17 kilograms in weight. Someone gave him a sandwich to eat, which he enjoyed. It was a change from the dried food he has had for 7 weeks. Why did he want to row across the Tasman? Perhaps because his father, Colin Quincy, rowed across the Tasman from New Zealand to Australia in 1977. It took Colin 63 days because the strong sea currents come from the west. He arrived in Australia at night and no one was waiting to meet him.